Hey, Chevra. Even though tonight we were preparing for Purim, as we've been preparing for Purim for the past month and a half, we can't neglect and not talk a little bit about the parasha, parasha Vayikra, but we'll tie Vayikra into Purim because there's no question. If we're going to lay in parasha Vayikra this Shabbos and start Sefer Vayikra this Shabbos, it must connect to Purim. Because we, as we've said many, many times throughout the years, all Kedushan Bracha of the week comes from Shabbos beforehand. All Kedushan Bracha of the week. So the Shabbos, this Shabbos, is the Shabbos prior to Purim. All the Kedushan Bracha on Purim comes from this Shabbos. And this is the parsha that prepares us for Purim. But it's not just the parsha, it's a Sefer. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Karbanos. So it could be the Holy Yisoid of Karbanos. The Holy Yisoid of Karbanos is what prepares us for Purim. What is a carbon? What is a carbon? Why is a carbon so chashiv to go and bring an animal and shecht it and burn it for the Rabbono Shel Olam? It seems so strange. And all the mafarshim grapple and try to understand. But Rashi and Achremos and Ramban and our parsha and others explain that a carbon is really a representation of ourselves, and it's as if we're giving ourselves up for the Rabbono Shel Olam. Because we've done wrong, or because we need to get close to Hashem. It represents us. We're not going to physically give our life up to Hashem. So this represents who we are. And giving ourselves up to the Rabbono Shalom, recognizing what we owe to the Rabbono Shalom. The question is, so what? It's so easy. Just bring a karbon, shkoyach, kapara, slicha, mechila. The Torah is supposed to be merames to us. It's supposed to inspire us. To have this level of Mesiras Nefesh. That if, just like we're physically going to, in a way, resemble giving ourselves up to Hashem, so what we can do then, is with Mesiras Nefesh in our life, give ourselves up before Hashem. Have Mesiras Nefesh in our davening. Mesiras Nefesh in our learning. Mesiras Nefesh in our Benom HaChavero. That's our korban. And the korban, the physical korban, sacrifice is supposed to remind us achrei pulosu b'machshavosav to have that mesiras nefesh in this world, and that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu will always shine upon us. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav, Rav Papa says Abaya, "Whoa, Maishna Rishonim, the Schar Shlo Nisim, Maishna Anan, the Lomis Schar Shlo Nisha. Why were earlier generations Nisim occurring and not by us?" And the answer comes out, "Anan Lo Masrina Nafshin Akedushas Hashem." We don't have Mesiras Nefesh. We're going to read the Purim story, Bez Hashem, Wednesday night, and tap into the Hei Yontav. What leads to the Gula of Purim? Esther Amalka goes into Achashverosh without being invited. And she says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. She could be lost forever. Lost forever from Olam Haba because she's for the first time not being forced to be with him. Lost forever from Mordechai because it's no longer, she's considered a cheating woman at this point. She's willing to give up everything for Klal Yisrael. She's Meister Nefesh on the highest of levels. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's Mesiras Nefesh. That's maybe why Mordechai was convincing her that you must do it. Esther was saying, let me just wait. You have to do it now. What was Mordechai's? Why? Mordechai should also let her wait. Let her wait so that she doesn't have to destroy all that we just pointed out. Maybe Mordechai understood if there's a nace that's going to occur, it has to occur through Mesiras Nefesh. It has to occur through self-sacrifice. Each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves, where's our Mesiras Nefesh in our Avodah Hashem? Who here is Mesiras Nefesh in our learning? Waking up a little bit earlier, staying up a little bit later. Who's Meister Nefesh in their davening? Me'am kusalev with kavana. Mesiras Nefesh in our Bein Alam Chavero. Being willing to put others above ourselves, even when we want to do things that then we can't do because we're going to help someone. Tomorrow I'd like to sit and learn, but instead I'm going to help my mother because she needs help for Shabbos Kodesh. It's Mesiras Nefesh, but it's what we need to be doing. Where's our Mesiras Nefesh? Where's our self-sacrifice? Bein Alam Makom, Bein Alam Chavero. That's what brings Nisim into the world. That's what the Korban and all Sefer Vayikra represents. That's what Purim is. You know, it's interesting. I saw Rabbi Leib Leeger. He says that always we know a Yontif starts at night and continues into the day. And the first Suda is at night, and then and we continue the Suda in the daytime. By Purim, we know you can't be Yotzi your Suda at night. Your Suda is day. But there's an inyan to continue the daytime Suda into the night, like we do here. And to continue into Shushan Purim. And to lengthen the Suda. Like, unlike any other Yantav, we don't find that in general. What's that like, he says? When do we find in Torah a makar for something that starts day and then continues into the night? You know what he says? A carbon. A carbon you bring by the day. And you continue, you eat it at night, it continues to burn at night. That's the carbon. Meaning all of Purim is one big carbon. One big chizik in Mesiras Nefesh from Esther Malka. And we have to remind ourselves to be Mesir Nefesh. Came to me, Baruch Hashem, a little bit of a remez. If you take the gematria, Mesiras HaNefesh, Mesiras HaNefesh, 1145, exactly gematria, Shleimus V'Simcha. Shleimus V'Simcha. When do we reach a level of Shleimish completion? When I'm willing to give myself up for something. Then I'm finally complete. I'm giving my all. It's complete. Mesiras Nefesh means I'm giving my all. It's complete. Shleimus. And only when I give my all, and I feel that I've been productive, I've given everything I've got, then I'm going to be besimcha. I know I've done everything I can. And I'll feel mamish accomplished. And I'll feel that I've done what I'm supposed to be doing, that I've fulfilled my tafkid. If I've been mesiras hanefesh, mesiras hanefesh, exactly gematria, shleimus v'simcha. Be'ez Hashem is baruch, each and every one of us. Should mechazik ourselves the Shabbos of Karbonos, to be mesir nefesh. Mechazik ourselves on Purim, to be mesir nefesh. And if we're mesir nefesh, just like the Gemara in Brachos Chav says, then it's charish l'nisim. And just like it brought nisim in the story of Purim, a nisim of Geula, it will bring nisim of the Geula Shlema with Mashiach Zakenu, and Meher V'Meinu, everyone have a Heilig Shabbos Kodesh, and a Freilich and Heilig of Purim.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb